A Yisraelis that got married to a Kohen, and she had a Vodim which she brought into the marriage. Now the halacha is like this: a Bas Yisrael does not eat Truma. Once she becomes married to a Kohen, then she can't eat Truma. The type of Avodim that she has are split up into two Avodim. There's Nirsi Milug and Nirsi Soin Basel. Nirsi Milug is an Nechosim that remain in her possession, just the husband has the right to make the profits off them while he is, or enjoy, use them as they're married. But if they die, etc., it goes back, she loses out. And Nirsi Tzom Basel is Nechosim he takes full responsibility over. And once he took full responsibility over them, which means if they die, he has to pay back. It's halachically considered his till the end of the marriage. Then she gets it back. So, if there were, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Bein Avdi Malug, whether those type of avodim which halachically considered hers, Bein Avdi Tzom Basel, whether ones that he took full responsibility over and halachically considered his, are Eil Yochel B'Truma, they can eat Truma. Why? Because Allah is king and kaspo eats truma, which includes his wife, his avodim, and her avodim. They all can eat truma. Uvas koin chenises li Yisrael, v'chniseloi bein avdi malug bein avdi tzom basel. The other way around also, Abbas koin kia tia li ish zor. She marries a non-Kohanic person, then she cannot eat truma at that point of time. So, even, therefore, also, bein avdei malug, bein avdei tzom basel, lo yoichlu b'truma. Whether they technically consider her avodim or his avodim, but once she's married to this Yisrael, she cannot eat truma as long as she's married to this Yisrael. Or even after the marriage is finished, if you have children from the Yisrael, she also cannot eat truma.